Please welcome Kirk Henning.
If I have the knowledge of our system of government up to date enough, one of the hallmarks that I know of our system is jury by trial of your peers. If you are seeking justice or you want to defend yourself, you have the opportunity to be judged by regular citizens rather than autocrats. And there's been some grave injustices through the years with the jury by trial of your peers. To be sure, the road to justice with jury by trial with your peers has been full of some holes. Some just little potholes, others big sinkholes. This story is on the pothole end of the spectrum of that. So when our daughters were young, I formed a pretty regular habit. Whenever a jury summons came, I would defer. At that time, we were homeschooling. I was the sole income earner. And I was getting paid hourly. We just couldn't afford for me to be away for several days. And so I just kept on deferring them, and the good county of San Luis Obispo was kind enough to accept those deferments. But it got a little annoying because I don't have any hard data for this, but I think the more you defer, the more summons start showing up regularly in your mailbox like junk mail. But the time came when two events coalesced, and I decided to answer the call of the next jury summons that came my way. One was that my daughters were grown, and the second was I was just getting tired of getting the junk mail. So I decided that the next time I got a jury summons, I would answer the call. Now, through the years of talking to people whenever I got a jury summons, people would say, okay, well, I know you want to defer it, but when you eventually do it, this is practically an unwritten guarantee in our society. It's not written down anybody, but there's a general understanding that that there are four outcomes to getting summoned to a jury. The first one is, once you answer the call to that summons, you get put on a phone tree. And if you call for 5 nights in a row and your group doesn't get called, then your jury duty is over. Pish, patch, posh, done. The second one is, if your group happens to get called, then at the most, you'll go to the courthouse the next day, you might sit around for an hour or two, and then you'll be sent home. You won't even go into a courtroom. Pish, patch, posh, done. Your jury duty's done. The third outcome might be, okay, so you get called into a courtroom, but there's a lot of people in the jury pool, so the odds are you're not going to get selected, and they'll just excuse you, pitch, patch, posh, done. Or if you happen to get selected for a jury, at the most, you'll get on a criminal case, and those apparently take maybe a day, day and a half, 2 days at the most. You'll be at the courthouse, pish, patch, posh. You're done. And so the next jury summons came along, I was feeling pretty confident about the outcome. And so on the appointed evening, I made my first call, and my group got called into the courthouse. So the next day, I showed up at the courthouse, but it was okay. I'd gone through two pitch-patch-posh outcomes. There were still two more to go. I was feeling okay about it. Within an hour, I was sitting in a jury for a medical malpractice lawsuit. And we were warned that this case might take 2 weeks full of expert testimony. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details about this case, but if I were to write a headline for it, it would be Barium Enema Gone Bad. The case involved an 83-year-old woman who was getting prepped for a colon screening. And as part of the prep, her colon had to be slightly inflated by a doctor who was inflating her colon with a hand pump. And now the poor woman, unfortunately, her colon ruptured. Not good. And so she was rushed into surgery to prevent any additional infection to any of her other organs. Now she survived and then filed suit against the doctor claiming that while he was pumping, inflating her colon, he somehow got distracted and kept on pumping and pumping and pumping until her colon ruptured. Now this is before texting, really. So that was not the distraction. I don't know what she was thinking the distraction was. That was the case. So the trial started, and the cast of characters unfolded before us. When you're sitting in a jury, it's kind of like you're sitting in the audience of a theater. There's, you know, every once in a while the fourth wall is broken, but most of the time you're just sitting back and watching the play unfold. First, there was the woman's lawyer, who was disheveled, Woody Allen type, unprepared, completely unpolished. There was the woman's grown son, who was a dentist, and who early on we could see was the instigator of this lawsuit, not out of concern for his mother, out of concern for his pocketbook. There was the doctor, who was kind of a youngish doctor, didn't seem the type that would be distracted while he was hand pumping the woman's colon, seemed very competent to us. Then there was his lawyer, who was as slick as they come. Young, very well prepared, polished as indicated by his custom-made Italian suit, very sharply dressed. Then there was the expert witnesses, who took us through a magic school bus ride of the human digestive system for the following week. So we sat, we in the jury, we sat very patiently as her lawyer made feeble attempts to establish some sort of a case. The poor woman had already had colon cancer twice. So she was already given to problems, even though she was explained all about the side effects. And her lawyer was depending on one x-ray, basing his theory of her entire case on this one x-ray, and it took Mr. Slick Italian custom suit to shoot down that theory within about 2 minutes. We in the jury followed the judge's instructions not to speak to each other while the trial was going on, but we mind-melded with each other. We all knew that this case was a sham, and it was really just a waste of taxpayer money. And finally, we entered our deliberations, and really the only reason that we weren't out of there in 5 minutes is because we felt guilty if we didn't at least mention the case that we had sat through for the entire week before. And even then, it took just about 20 minutes for us to reach a decision, and then we went home pish-pash-posh. So I went from almost a guarantee that even if I did get seated on a jury, it would only be about a day and a half, 2 days at the most that I would have to commit to a barium enema gone bad. Karma's a bitch. Case closed.